From the horse capital of the world, the great city of Lexington, Kentucky, welcome to Red Barn Radio. Wherever in the world you're listening, join us as we celebrate the music of Kentucky. Tonight, Red Barn Radio presents an evening with Mama Drones. Mama Drones' music rings with echoes of Appalachian mountain roots and old bluegrass traditionals. Stay tuned to hear their music and stories. Mama Drones, coming up on Red Barn Radio. Brought to you with the financial support of LexArts, Lexington, Kentucky's Arts Council, creating a great American city inspired by the arts.
Good evening and welcome to Red Barn Radio. I'm your host, Donald Mason, and I'm glad to be here for Red Barn Radio's 458th performance. We come to you from the Performance Hall at Arts Place in the great city of Lexington, Kentucky. Please welcome to the Red Barn stage, the Mama Drones.
Places that I've never been, though I should be on my way. If you're ever coming back my way, oh, come on, honey, don't you make me wait. Ooh, for your love again. And I've had all the heartache that I can endure, and it picks me up, then puts me down. Treat me like you do, but just a look from you could have me running back again. Good man, then you came through like an old freight train. barrel in my way. And mama told me, don't you mess with guys. I'd rather have you go and play with fire. Don't you let them have their way. No one at night, because a look from you could have me running back again.
Here's Red Barn Radio's host, Donald Mason, with Mama Drones. Here's Donald.
Welcome to Red Barn Radio. We have a group of Cincinnati-joined musicians here that are really great players, and it's just amazing to watch you all. Let's do a quick introduction. We've got Andrew McFeeters on banjo, mandolin, and vocals. Maria Carelli with the guitar and vocals. Lauren Schulmer over on fiddle and vocals. We bring back Jonathan Dahl on the upright bass. So tell me, we've had a lot of great talent from Cincinnati. What makes Cincinnati just a special place for music?
I actually was just recently talking about this with a fellow music enthusiast, one of the new kind of venues in town, the Folk School Coffee Parlor.
Maria Carelli.
Personally, I know, and I think all of us would agree, we have an incredible music scene, and we just have a lot of players who are very enthusiastic about these kind of folk instruments, and it's weird to see kind of a revival of sorts, I guess. You know, we have the Tillers, Ben Knight, David Fall. Once I was personally introduced into the scene, I knew I had stumbled on something good, and so it's just saturated with a lot of people who are passionate about folk music and bluegrass and this kind of stuff. Or, you know, maybe it also has something to do with the placement of Cincinnati being on a river. I don't know. On the Ohio.
just joined us. Tonight, we're with Mama Drones on Red Barn Radio. Celebrate the music of Kentucky.
So how did you all get together to form the Mama Drones?
Maria and I met at a place called the Crow's Nest in Cincinnati. That was about 2.5 years ago now.
Andrew McFeeters.
We played together for about a year, just doing some duo stuff and just getting a feel for each other's music. John and I actually play part-time in a band called the Part-Time Gentlemen from Cincinnati, and that's how John and I met, and that was probably about a year or so ago. And then Maria and Lauren, I think, had been friends, done some recording and stuff a couple years ago. Me and Lauren are kind of newly introduced, and this is probably like a 10th time, maybe 10th gig we've played with together.
That kind of even is just, you know, on the whole Cincinnati thing. Like, we've all played in other things before. We've all had our own things or, you know, done it. And it's cool to kind of, you know, it's like a mishmash of musicians and projects.
It's a bit incestuous.
Like, you've got this great community, and when music just finds each other, it started from a duo, now you've got four pieces, you're all in line with each other like you've been playing for like a decade, And you've really just been playing for a couple of years together.
There's definitely something supernatural about it, definitely. And maybe that's because we all kind of live in the same place and drink the same water, and we all eat Skyline Cheese County. So I don't know, maybe that's it.
It's the Skyline.
You talk about that you have young people playing music that's not really popular in, you know, your age groups, you know, from the 18 to 35 age range. All of you all are passionate about it and playing like it's, you know, the only style of music to listen to.
I actually was just, for some reason, obsessed with the idea of playing mandolin, and I didn't care what kind of music I was playing, and I fell into traditional Irish music at first, and that's my path here. So I got, you know, it was bluegrass was this thing that I didn't know about, but it was, you know, something that I want. It's one of those kind of musics that I feel, you know, you listen to and you feel like you've known your whole life. I'd say the same thing about Irish too, and I know that I've recently been introduced to bluegrass and old time. I know, Andrew, you were talking about today how just recently you were introduced to bluegrass, and you grew up with your grandfather. I think it just, like, just being surrounded by good music, you fall into it too. I actually don't even know, like, how did you get started playing bluegrass and stuff?
I was classically trained. Folk music always appealed to me. It always felt like home.
Lauren Schlomer.
So I listened to a lot of Simon Garfunkel in the household, and there's no tighter harmony. I mean, besides Gillian Welch and David Rawlings. That's my personal opinion. But I always felt really comfortable with it, and it's very challenging. I see a lot of technique and virtuosity in the improvisatory part of it. Every time's a challenge when I pick up the instrument. Still learning where my strings are, because I have a 5-string now. So that's also another fun challenge, too.
It's been 10 long years since I left my home in the hollow where I was born, where the cool fog nights make the log smoke rise and the fox hunter blows his horn. Well, I fell in love with a girl from the town, and she swore that she would be true. May I ran away to Charlottesville, and I worked in a sawmill. And what have I done to the old home place? Why did they tear it down? And why did I leave a plow in a field and look for a job?
Said, I was fortunate enough to grow up with my grandparents around when I was younger, and I think that between my parents and my grandparents, I kind of got introduced to a lot of older style music. It wasn't necessarily bluegrass from the start. I listened to, like, a lot of, like, swing music, Benny Goodman and Glenn Miller, and I played trumpet growing up and was obsessed with playing in jazz band and stuff in middle school and high school and all that. And I went to school originally to pursue playing music, and I didn't really fall in love with it the way I thought I would. And then I moved back home and I started playing music first thing when I got back home, except this time with a mandolin rather than a trumpet. That was 3 years ago, and I met all these lovely people and get to play music with all them. And we're kind of learning all this stuff together too. We all play in different bands and we all jam with different people and the same people, so we get to kind of take all these things we learn and bring them together. Like yesterday when we rehearsed, and that was the first time we had rehearsed in 3.5 weeks, but hey, you know, but that just shows, you know, it's like you were saying earlier, there's something else to it, just rather than the fact that it's four people with instruments playing it, there's something supernatural about it.
She's gonna change her name, Lord. I've got me a good one just the same. Hey, now roll on, buddy, roll on.
buddy, roll on. And I roll on, buddy, roll on. Ayo and roll for everyone, that's what I know. Roll on, buddy, roll on. And now my home's in sunny Tennessee. Lord, my home down in sunny Tennessee. Well, in Tennessee, yeah, that's where I want to be. Set way down in sunny Tennessee. And I roll on, buddy, roll on. Say, roll on, buddy, roll on.
Coming up, more Red Barn Radio with Mama Drones, recorded live from the Performance Hall at Arts Place in Lexington, Kentucky. We're back with Mama Drones after this break. Welcome back. Tonight, we're with Mama Drones, recorded live from the Performance Hall at Arts Place in Lexington, Kentucky.
Tell me now, my stony lover. Bring me back to where it was. When the whole world was forgotten, and it was just the two of us. Traveled out to California, up in those northern hills out west, where we found a piece so smooth and fragile, we didn't know we'd laid to rest. We didn't know we'd laid to rest. Joy untold. Hold me close. Don't let me go on loving you like this. From our cabin, from the windows of our home, and told our families we'd forgotten, but I know we still both hold it close. I know we still both hold it close. Like this.
started getting into this music, I think it must have been 10 years ago or something like that. I was in a funk band.
Jonathan Dahl.
Yeah, go figure. And in upstate New York, which is more farm than funk, if you can believe it, there was a bluegrass festival, and the guys in the band and I were like, yeah, let's go. We'll go. We'll jam or whatever. And we got there. It was this place called the Wrench Ranch Festival. It was real small. It must have been 300 people there, a lot of old-timers. It's actually pretty cool. We went, and, you know, there was a no-radio rule and all that. And we're like, wow, what's this? So, you know, we drove back home and got our instruments because a 40-minute drive is not too bad in the country. Came back and brought our instruments and just kind of jammed all night and learned the music that way. And then me and those guys kind of kept playing that music on and off and didn't really get serious about it for another 5 years. And then I moved away and came here, and the Cincinnati folk scene was huge, and I had enough background in it that I could just jump right in.
So Andrew and I, when we first started playing together, we needed a name for it because we played at John Hartford Memorial Festival. It was like one of the preliminary like festivals before the festival. And I remember this is when we decided we're like, we definitely need a different name than just our names, because we would tell people, you know, that people were like, wow, that was great. Yeah. What's your name? What's your band's name? We'd be like, Andrew McFeeters and Maria Corelli. And you could just watch their eyes glaze over, and they just, you knew that it just went straight out the other ear. And we were like, we just need something quirky and something, you know, with that people would remember. And I mean, really, that is a big, big part of it. And Andrew is in multiple other bands, and with his other band, he was out touring out west, and he texted me, and he was like, there's these cool trees out here, and they're the Madrone trees over in the Pacific Northwest, kind of over on the Pacific side, and he just was just kind of like, what about like mama drones, like put an extra syllable in there.
So, before that we were thinking about being the cat daddies, so like that's what led me to like, maybe I was like mama drones, cat daddies, I was like, oh man. So like that was like the frame of mind I was in at the time. I was thinking about calling our band the cat daddies, so that
well, I'm glad that mama drones beat out the cat daddies. There's plenty of time for the cat daddies, yes, to be a...
We've had, like, friends joke with us. They're like, yeah, we're going to make a Mama Drones cover band, and it's going to be called the Papa Drones.
Joined us tonight, we're with Mama Drones on Red Barn Radio. Celebrate the music of Kentucky.
We just heard a few traditional tunes. I wanted to get your thought process on how you go in selecting, you know, a traditional tune and how you make it Mama Droney. It is a word now. Going to be printed next year in the dictionary.
It could have been Cat Daddy.
Could have been Cat Daddy.
Probably the majority of the instrumental songs we play and the bluegrass songs, the first time we all heard it, chances are it was from somebody completely different. Mm-hmm. And I think that's a big part of it. And then us coming together and rehearsing and playing those songs together, or if it's just playing them in just, you know, in a fashion like we are when we first get here, just how each of us moves the song. Some people naturally like to hang a little bit behind. Some people like to be ahead of the beat and drive. And I think that's a big part in giving all these songs character. And then as far as how we choose those, I think a lot of these are, you know, some of the first songs you learn whenever you go out to jam. So a big part of that is, with us being a pretty new group, is four of us, these are all songs we all know, so we can come together For example, we started off playing that Salt Creek with this a little bit, and that's a song a lot of people, if you go out to Bluegrass Jams, you'll hear. We haven't played that together in probably, I don't know, a couple of months, but we all know that song, and that's kind of the language of that music. And once you learn to speak that language fluently and we all speak it together, then we can have these conversations without necessarily having to practice stuff.
Then all of this repetition of these songs and playing together, then you start writing your own material, start speaking your own language, Mama Jones language, and that has led to a nomination in a bluegrass category. You've written a song and gotten some praise in the CEA.
We love coming together and playing these tunes, but when you can play something that you've created as a group, and a lot of you all probably have not heard our originals at all, and that's awesome. Like, the fact that we get to play that for you all to brand new ears, it's cool, because when I even first saw Andrew play banjo, or he played me one of his songs, and I was just like, wow, that's amazing. You know, I would listen to that. If I would go on Spotify and type it into Spotify and listen to that, and he's expressed the same thing. So I think it is a mutual passion and a mutual love for the music that we all create together, and I don't know, it's a very special connection.
Buzzing down, down here, just a little too heavy. Not for my size, honey, for my size. Roll on, buddy, don't you ask a soul. How can I roll? So
With bluegrass festivals, half of the audience that has paid is not at the show. They are in a circle or in a jam, and it's really cool because we're unplugged, so we get to move around. So we're not have to, you know, stay in one spot. So you can, yeah, and you can hear yourself. It's awesome. There's always a better player than you, and there's always beginners. And so it's really neat to have no words, like we were talking about bluegrass vocabulary. There's the G run, do it. Sorry, I kind of threw her that one.
Was... oh, what are the chances?
We had a string break. Oh, no.
That was
and she was never seen again.
What is this voodoo?
The cat daddies are striking back, breaking strings. So that was the G run.
That was the G run.
That was great. That was great. We did not even plan that out, man.
Love 'em, leave 'em, kiss 'em, and grieve 'em. That used to be my motto. So till my symphony left me so lonely. Now there's a dude up in my she's found another man. I can't even kiss her, can't even hold her hand. And the moon we used to love beneath is still up in the sky. But now I'm just a hot child with a teardrop in my eye. Love 'em and leave 'em, kiss 'em and grieve 'em. That used to be my motto. So I told my symphony left me so lonely. And now there's a teardrop in my eye. Sweet girl, she means more to me than the whole wide world. I used to be a killer with the women, me on my, but now I'm just a hot shot with a teardrop in my eye. Love 'em and leave 'em, kiss 'em and grieve 'em. That used to be my motto. So I till my symphony left me so lonely. Now there's a teardrop in my eye.
I'd like to thank our guests, Andrew, Maria, Lauren, and Jonathan, Mama Drones, for being with us tonight on Red Barn Radio. I'd also like to thank those listening to our webcast and those listening to us on the Red Barn Network of Stations. A special thanks to Marco's Pizza for filling our bellies on this wet evening here in Lexington, Kentucky. And of course, the members of our studio audience, we thank all of you for supporting the mission of Red Barn Radio to promote, preserve, and perform the music of Kentucky and the region. Red Barn Radio comes to you from our home, the Performance Hall at Arts Place in downtown Lexington, Kentucky. Our website has updates and further information on our guests and our program. We're on the web at redbarnradio.com. I'm Donald Mason, your host of Red Barn Radio. Until we meet again, keep it spinning. Now, who's going to fight me for one more from Mama Drones? Ladies and gentlemen, the Mama Drones. Thank you.
jewel green as a common. I notice someone there as I slip into a grave. Well, the sun sits high, but this valley's low. The light is dim where the water flows. Still in every river, but I found a new drift. The current's fast, but my soul is
Red Barn Radio would like to thank Andrew, Maria, Lauren, and Jonathan, Mama Drones, for being with us tonight. We'd like to thank Marco's Authentic Italian Pizza for providing food this week for our volunteers and musicians. For more information, they're on the web at marcos.com. Red Barn Radio's executive producer is Ed Commons, who also directs our show. We also thank our volunteers, especially Linda and Glenn Dawson, Lynn Hacker for her help with our social media. You can attend a Red Barn Radio concert in person. You'll find us on the web at redbarnradio.com for performance dates and times. Like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter. The Red Barn Radio Playout theme was written and performed by the Downtown County Band. The full version of this song can be heard on their CD release under the title Monterey Blues. Thanks so much for listening. We'll be here again on this station next week at this same time with the traditional music of Kentucky. I'm the voice of Red Barn Radio, Tom Brown. Red Barn Radio has been brought to you with the financial support of LexArts, Lexington, Kentucky's Arts Council, creating a great American city inspired by the arts. Red Barn Radio is a production of Red Barn Radio, LLC.